Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, your spirit among us, and in us, and your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord, for your spirit who is reviving the church and reviving this country. And that, Lord God, your hand is upon America. And we thank you, Father, as you, through your spirit and through your people, reach out to this country, the people of the country, and the people of this world. You will lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. This will be part four in our final episode in a visit to the Red River Meeting House. I want to read to you a definition of revival that I came across recently. One person says, revival means to come alive to the reason you are alive. And I think that's kind of what's happening in Joanne's heart and my heart. We were listening to Dutch Sheets Give Him 15, two podcast episodes referring to a dream by Gina Goldston. That's February 9th and 10th of 2021. He relates those dreams, and he tells where you can hear the dreams in their entirety. And I want to play you two clips and recordings of while we were at Red River Meeting House. The first is when Joanne and I were in the cabin. We had a prayer. We had communion together, praise and worship together. And the second clip will be right after that is when we were leaving, and we had another divine connection with Daryl and Annette from Texas. And it's a very brief interview, but because we didn't want to take time away from their experience there. Again, you don't have to go to a place to experience the power of God. But for Joanne and I, there was a spiritual significance to being there to receive our next step in our summit of prayer. And after my interview with Annette, I'll be back with some closing comments. Well, Joanne and I are here at the Red River Meeting House in Kentucky. And we had a divine connection with someone. The real divine connection is with the Holy Spirit. And he is definitely here. And Joanne, what are you aware of right now? What are your thoughts? What's coming to your heart as we sit here in this place where revival began so many years ago that impacted our country?
Well, I believe this ground is holy ground. When we pulled up, there was a family here, and as Bert interacted, he found out how much we had in common, and while we were here, we were both here for the same reason, and it was to just be on this ground and come for a spiritual assignment from the Holy Spirit. And I just sense the presence of God because of believers. It says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And so I just sense the presence of God so strong in this little building, even though it's not the original building. It was rebuilt in 94 for about the fourth time. But it's a cool place, a little cabin. And you can just imagine that it probably did look like this or close to it with the chinking and the logs and the solid wooden shutters and the fireplace and the pulpit. And it's just a place for people to gather to worship God. And it just set the place on fire and then just went around the world in the Second Great Awakening. And I just believe that we're here to help propel the Third Great Awakening. And we're each just coming here for assignments.
That's true. This assignment was given to us. Reminder of Proverbs 16:9, which declares that we may have our own plans, but God orders our steps. I believe our steps were ordered today. Let's just pray for our country right now. Father, we just thank you. We lift up the United States of America and, of course, every country, every person on this planet, and we thank you that the Second Great Awakening was sparked right here on this property by people who were hungry, and Reverend McGreedy and other people
who desired to have the presence of God in their life. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you that revival is coming to the church in America and other countries. And that from that, we know that people will be born again and enter the kingdom of God. That we will reach out with that anointing that you've given the whole body of Christ. And that, Father, we just commit ourselves, and those of us who are listening today, we just commit ourselves. You don't have to come to Kentucky to experience this. We can experience the presence of God anywhere. We commit ourselves to go forward from this place, to continue to follow you and what you desire for our lives. We pray for our government, for every leader of every nation, the peace of Jerusalem. We just pray right now, first of all, for all men, that they come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, for kings and rulers and those in authority over us, so that we may live a quiet and peaceful life. We pray for our president, for the federal, state, and local governments of this land, and every leader of every nation. And we thank you for that, Father. Use us, Lord God. Use us all as you use the people here who experienced this in 1800 and 1801. In Jesus' name, amen. So Joanne and I are leaving the Red River Meeting House, where we've had communion and prayer and praise and worship. And another couple comes walking up. You can probably hear the wind through the microphone now. And if you could just tell me your name and where you're from and why you're here. How you made it here?
My name is Annette, and this is my husband, Daryl. We live on the other side of Houston, like southeast of Houston. My home church is Mercy Gate Church, and I actually lead the prayer ministry there at my church. And I had come across a devotional written by Dutch Sheets, and in it he shared the dream. I don't even remember the lady's name. Somebody who had a dream that she was here at the Red River Meeting House. And I saw that it was in Kentucky, and my husband and I had a vacation already planned. And I just knew that I needed to be here. I didn't know why. I just felt like I needed to come. I needed to walk the grounds and just see it.
That's exactly what we've experienced too. But you're already experiencing the presence of God here while we're standing here.
Yeah. As we were driving, I just really began to feel the anointing, you know, feeling like butterflies. And the closer we got to the cabin, immediately I could, like my eyes just began to fill with tears and begin to weep. You can definitely feel the presence of God here.
Well, we're going to let you go in and experience it even more now. But thank you so much for taking this time, you and Daryl. And we appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
I hope you've enjoyed these four episodes. Very different than what we normally do. We may do more of it. But you can go to rrmh.org to see more about Red River Meeting House and just read about it and read about the different revivals, the first and second Great Awakening. Pray for a third Great Awakening. That's what we're doing now. And you and I should be open to following the purpose of God for our life and what we're called to do. One of Paul's prayers is found in 2 Thessalonians 1:11. And I want to read this prayer as a closing prayer. Father, I pray, and I thank my God that you would count us worthy of this calling, and we will fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. And Father, I pray the Message translation version, which says, I thank God all the time that my God made us fit for what we are called to be, and that we are filled with God's good ideas and acts of faith with God's own energy, so that it all amounts to something. Our life honors the name of Jesus. And Father, that's what we desire to do. Lead and guide each one of us as we walk through this life daily, guided by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.